AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. There you go. Tuesday, shortened Labor Day week. Matt, Brett here today. Yo, Brett.
That's just messed me up. Entire day is that it's Tuesday, not Monday.
It feels like a Monday, but yeah. Hey, folks, we're already one day, and it is a Tuesday. Glad you're here with us today. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205 is the phone number. You did get out to the state fair.
Yeah, for work purposes, I streamed the FFA championships yesterday.
What were the championships of? Was it just the...
Basically everything. They were giving out the best overall, I'm totally blanking on the name, but it was basically the big award, which was won by the Blue Earth FFA.
Was it overall?
Yeah, the overall, yes, yeah.
You know, it's there. I'll get to, maybe I mentioned this too. There's a movie I watched called Hell or High Water, which I did not see. I wanted to see for a while. Chris Pine, fantastic movie. There's a scene in there where a guy is frantically trying to cut barbed wire to get cattle away from a grass fire. He's trying to get them over here. And he goes, he makes the comment, it's the 21st century and I'm having to frantically cut fences down to save my cattle. Is it any wonder my kids do not want to work on the farm? And, you know, just as this really very straightforward line, which was, you know, that kind of nails it, you know, that sort of thing, you know, you're frantically trying to save your livestock. For kids that are getting into this, I commend them because it's not, especially in this day and age where you're looking at ag industry, and I got some ag numbers for later on the show, which will just blow your mind. But it's I commend them because it's not easy work. You know, it's mm-hmm. I'm not saying that going to college and getting a job out of the college is easy either, but it is. It's hard labor. Your margins are pretty tight. You don't get a lot of extra money. It's, you know, you're working 24/7, 365 basically. It is a tough gig. And so the future farmers of America, I give you a big salute here because that is it, that for you kids to get in there and still be wanting to be farmers. I bless you. You're going to keep the world fed, and that's a good thing. Good turnout for the crew for the event?
Yeah, and the crowd, they probably had a few hundred people there.
Were you in the auditorium?
Auditorium? It was the Compeer Arena.
Where's that?
It's right across from the Swine Barn.
Oh, okay. All right, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, there's
okay.
Some seating there, so they can fit a few hundred people in there.
All right, I know where you're at. Yeah.
Most exciting thing they did to have a lamb get loose during the awards ceremony.
Did so they?
You can throw the joke in there. How many FFA members does it take to catch a lamb?
There you go. The most adorable wrangling ever. Why do we have a squirrel running around Target Field? Release the lamb. Oh, my God. That would be – everyone would go – it's like, it's the fourth inning. Here goes the lamb. Everyone would be like, aw. There you go. I did go on out. I had a good time. I was out on Friday. One daughter won Fine Arts Blue Ribbon for the 4-H Fine Arts competition. Thank you. I'm very, very proud, Papa, on that one. My other daughter did the skits there, which is always good fun. I have to tell you, I went to the TFL booth because Marge Hoffa called in and told me to get out there. I did get out there. I didn't see Marge. Boy, did Elizabeth Warren clean up on the old bean.
Oh, I know. They had to set up a second tube for her, didn't they?
I think they did. She was just dominating. And if you're Amy Klobuchar, I mean, if there's not a sign that you might need to get out of this at this point, it's that. I mean, fine. You want to, you know, kind of, you know, tweak the resume, possibly get one of those cabinet positions. I can understand that. But you're at your hometown fair in the metro area, and you are getting clobbered by Warren.
Oh yeah, she lapped her at least once, I think.
And there's a lot of metro area people there, but that's not just metro area people. That's statewide. There's a lot of people coming in from all areas of the state on that. So I thought it was interesting. I also thought it was interesting because it's the first time I went past the GOP booth on Friday, the Minnesota GOP booth, which is right next to one of the radio stations in town here. I went past and I was – now, I've heard from other people. They said, why is there no one at the GOP booth? And we talked about this when I was in South Carolina and they had Jason Lewis announce on the first day of the fair he was going to run for Tina Smith's seat, and they panned to the crowd, quote, in quotes. I'm doing air quotes on crowd.
Campaign workers.
There was like six people there, and like half of them like, does this sweep Martha's? No, anyway, it was seriously, crowd was a very generous term, and I'm dead serious. Go take a look at the pictures yourself. But I've heard from other people, it's like, I went past the GOP booth, and there was no one there. I went past the first time. Now, I mentioned there was mullet, you know, frat boy, mullet-haired, MAGA hat-wearing dude out front trying to be obnoxious, and I don't know if he was trying to incite someone from the crowd or not. He kind of looked like he was. He was being, you know, loud and obnoxious. I have no idea what that is, Mike. But he was being loud and in your face. And I was like, okay, you're at the state fair. This is not the place to try to do that because it's just too easy to avoid you. You know, I don't have to. I'll just go to the other side. Oh, look, corn on the cob. I'll get that. You know, I don't have to pay attention to you. So I don't know if that guy was trying to instigate fights or something. But I thought about it. It's like, okay, maybe it was just that guy. Maybe it was just that guy was being obnoxious and people were staying away. So I decided I'm going to go back. I went back a second time. It was still light. As a matter of fact, there were fewer people there at the booth. And I'm like, okay, I mean, no one's going to buy it because I'm saying it. Let's be honest. You know, people are going to be like, oh, liberal Matt McNeil. But I did go by one last time after the skit competition, the 4-H. I specifically walked past and I swear to God, there was like six total people there. Now, every time I walk past the DFL booth, and if you know where the DFL building is, it's near the 4-H building, so I had to go past it a few times. It was packed to the gills. It was packed to the gills at the DFL booth. And granted, I will say, you have to give the DFL booth, it's got better visibility. It's right there at the main gate off of Snelling. But, and the Republican booth is kind of tucked in one of the streets. But still, man, I was shocked at how few people were at the GOP booth. Minnesota GOP, I mean, there are some, I think there is a reason why there's a lot of people resigning. I think there's a lot of people, there is one reason why Mitch McConnell's already begging the Democrats not to get rid of the filibuster. You know, that you're not exactly getting top-notch talent running. Has anyone announced on a major level that they're running against Phillips or Craig?
Phillips, it's that guy, Kendall Qualls.
That's right, Qualls. I mean, I'm talking
about the guy who said, if you have any questions, please talk to my political consultant.
Yes. And I'm talking about real competition, though. I mean, is anyone recognizable? Any, like, Kurt Dowd, no one like that? I don't think so. I don't think so. So it's, obviously it's, yeah, it's something there. I should mention this while we're here. Three people were shot outside the main gate of the Minnesota State Fair late Monday. Another was hit by a car, authorities said. A chaotic scene erupted around 10:20 last night outside of the Snelling Avenue and Midway Parkway as the fair was closing for the year. An altercation broke out, and afterwards a girl was run over. She's in critical condition at Regions. St. Paul police spokesman updated us early Tuesday morning. After the pedestrian accident outside the fairgrounds, the driver of the car initially stopped after people started kicking and punching his car. He drove in another spot, called police, cooperated with the investigation. It does not appear that he was under the influence of anything. He did, apparently. I'm under the impression right away they tested him. The police were investigating the car accident. They heard several gunshots on Midway. Officers ran towards the scene, found a man with a gunshot wound. Two other men later showed up at Regions and United Hospitals with gunshot wounds. By the way, good thinking, idiots. Hey, got shot. You know, they're going to have questions. Two of the wounded are 20 years old. One was 18. One was shot in the stomach and pelvic area, one in the hand and one on the shoulder. Everyone was put at risk. Several shots fired, Linder said, of the fairgoers after they gathered in the area. We're lucky more people weren't injured or killed. Damn right you are. All three men, guns suck. Guns suck. All three men are expected to survive, he said, while adding it was too soon to say with any degree of certainty whether the shooting was related to an earlier fight that preceded the pedestrian crash. Yeah, apparently there is a video on Facebook of a fight that was posted, and they're feeling it's the same incident. It's unclear whether the fight is, like I said, is the same one captured in video circulating on Facebook. Governor Walz called for common sense gun regulations. Trust me, if Republicans in this state could figure out a way to regulate guns to where black people and minority people and metro area people could not have them, but the rest of the state, white, rural Minnesota could, they would pass that bill in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? The Republican Party in Minnesota would, as you saw with their outrage over Philando Castile, a guy with a carry and conceal permit getting shot by a cop because he had a carry and conceal permit, their lack of outrage there shows you that they don't, if they could get away with passing gun legislation that dealt with African-American people, Latino people, inner city people, liberals, they'd do it in a heartbeat. They'd do it in a heartbeat. But they'd make sure that what rural Minnesotans could keep as many guns as possible. That's their idea of what gun legislation, that'd be their dream scenario. Then they could have the best of both worlds say, see, I passed gun safety measures. And then they could say to the, but they don't have them. We got them now. And that sort of thing. So, I mean, guns suck. And I'll tell you what, nothing unifies us more. Do not do this crap at the state fair. Do not try this crap at the state fair. I have zero tolerance for you. I hope that they prosecute these jackasses to the fullest extent of the law. And I hope that they basically are, frankly, kicked out of the state. Idiots. You idiots. Listen to me. Someone related to these people. Idiots. What are you doing? Seriously. Come on. It's a get-together that's supposed to be about coming together and everyone's together and you got to bring a gun. What kind of idiot are you? Stop it. 952-946-6205. Betty is in Minnetonka. Betty, thank you very much for holding. Welcome on into the show.
I just wanted to tell you about my experience at the fair at the Republican booth.
By all means.
I stopped last Wednesday, and it was the day after Trump had announced that he was sending kids who were here getting medical treatment back.
Yes.
And I was really upset with that, so I stopped and talked to a young woman, I don't know, 30, give or take a bit. And she said that he wasn't going to do that. That wasn't true. And that Obama is the one who put the kids in the cages and Trump is fixing it. And she says the problem is the Satanists had taken over and brought abortion and things like that. And Trump is getting things great again.
The Satanists have taken over and he's making things great again.
That's what this woman at the Republican booth told me.
I will say this, looking at Trump, yeah, Satan's there.
Trump really loves his family.
Was that before or after the porn star?
She said the porn star, that really didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't?
No, that didn't happen.
Are we sure there isn't a gas leak at the Minnesota? Maybe that's why there is.
I think there must have been. I said to her, where did you go to school? And she wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, because I'm sure. Thank you, Betty. I'm sure that college is really proud of that grad. All of it's made up. Satanist. Is it a Harry Potter book? Dun, dun, dun. Come on, you pathetic losers. You pathetic losers. It's your never-ending worshiping of money, which you wrap in love of guns, your fake love of Christianity, and your hatred of gay people. That is your real motivator. That is really what's ruining this country. You're destroying everything that's good. And if anyone ever says it, they're making it up. It was all this. It was all everyone else. And you know what the truth is? I have zero doubt that that's a lot of Republicans. That they sit there as their houses are getting foreclosed, as their bills are piling up, as the farm is getting auctioned off. That is a lot of Republicans sitting out there saying, it's not real. This was Obama. I wasn't wrong. Yeah, you were wrong. No, you were horribly, horribly wrong. You put a trained, I'm not even going to say a trained chimp, because you know what? That insults trained chimps. Donald Trump looked at the sun during an eclipse. You've got Johnny Drool in there, and you're acting like, how come he isn't more nuanced? That's your guy. That's your guy. And we're all paying for it. Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks. No, really. Thanks. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at minnesotaatheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
AM 950 is hosting a debate watching party on Thursday, September 12th at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park. Come watch with like-minded progressives as the Democratic presidential candidates debate all the important issues and figure out how to beat Trump. Doors will open a half hour before the start of the debate. Your ticket includes free, debatable appetizers with a cash bar. We'll play a debate-themed Blue No Matter Who bingo with lots of great prizes. Matt McNeil and the Repartee crew will be there. And if you have ideas for our weekly Tuesday Solution show, we'd love to hear them. Debate watching tickets are only $15 and they will go fast, so make sure you order now at am950radio.com. So let's watch the debate together on Thursday, September 12th at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park as we figure out who will dump Trump in 2020. Order your tickets now at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. And if you have any questions, call us at 952-946-8885.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us for Minnesota Matters, a weekly program covering everything that matters in the North Star State. This week, the latest in Minnesota politics, including an update on the Department of Human Services, we check in with the Minnesota State Fair, and Target Field hosts a special football game. That and much more. Tune us in right here or at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950.
Join author William Ken Kruger at Next Chapter Booksellers on Wednesday, September 4th, as he presents his newest novel, This Tender Land. A separate work from the Cork O'Connor mysteries, This Tender Land tells the story of four Native American orphans, forcibly separated from their parents on a life-changing odyssey during the Great Depression. It's a big-hearted epic that shows how the magnificent American landscape connects us all. Again, that's William Ken Kruger presenting This Tender Land at Next Chapter Booksellers in St. Paul on Wednesday, September 4th. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Colet sponsoring AM 950 Radio this week. You can sponsor us too. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is how you get information on how you can do that. Todd wants to promote We the People March coming up here on September 21st. I will link to the page on Facebook as they are going to be, their location in St. Paul is going to be determined. No, they'll likely assemble at 11 a.m., begin the march at 12 p.m., and we, the people, are marching to be seen and heard. We are marching to remind our elected officials they work for us. We are marching because the current regime is a threat to our democracy and values. We are marching to demand accountability. Silence and inaction are complicity. And absolutely, I agree with that 100%. We, the people, march coming up Saturday, September 21st. More information, once again, we'll get that up on Facebook for you to purview. Also, sometime this hour, we've got tickets to give away to Seavers Fall Festival. Ooh la la, that's right. The Seavers Fall Festival folks, they've got a brand new location, which is great because this is going to be their new location pretty much forever. The folks have decided to pay tribute to the past by deciding on the theme this year event, Seavers Jurassic Adventure. They got all sorts of good fun things that are going to be going on. The new spot is located at 3121 West 150th Street. This is in beautiful Shakopee. So you can stop on by and enjoy that. It kicks off here, starts Friday, September 13th. I'll have a pair of tickets a little bit later on to give away for you right here on AM 950. Jeff is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Hello, Matt, and I hope you had a great Labor Day, and thanks to all the labor unions out there that have given me a great standard of living. And I wish you were on for more than an hour, but I have a question for you. I'd like to get your 2 cents. I see Moscow Mitch today bowed down to his god Trump and won't act on any gun control measures until he gets the green light. And I don't know if you heard about that or not, but I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
Well, he didn't bow down. He bowed down to the NRA, his true god. You know, that's his true. Let's make sure the right god gets credit here. They're like a Greek mythology book here. They got tons as long as they got money. And it's the guns, stupid. It's the guns. It is. It's the guns. And I'll tell you what, I want to bring up the movie Hell or High Water. This is a great movie. And I saw that this weekend and I kept saying to myself, and I mean, it's not like it didn't get a lot of great recognition. Chris Pine, who many people might recognize as the newest version of Captain Kirk, Chris Pine and Ben Foster play brothers in West Texas and they're robbing banks. And I'm not going to get into what their motivations are for robbing the banks, Jeff Bridges, who was nominated for an Oscar, although I think Pine definitely deserved to get a nomination. I think that he was robbed there. I don't think he did get one. But Jeff Bridges got nominated as a U.S. Marshal, or excuse me, a Texas, you know, not U.S. Marshal, Texas Ranger, that was hunting down the two brothers and the robbers. There are two things about this movie which, as I watch this, and of course then we have the shooting in Midland, Odessa, which is, you know, kind of in this exact same area. The first thing is this, and this, and if you are a liberal and you really are sitting here and you say, okay, outside of the racists and the billionaires, how did these people vote for Trump? Go watch Hell or High Water. Hell or High Water does a very good job at exposing the elements of our country which have basically been forgotten. And as there's one speech that is said in there where the guy says, my parents were poor, my grandparents were poor, I was poor. It's a disease that gets handed down from generation to generation in this country. And he's exactly right. There are swaths of this country where there hasn't been, you know, we live in Minneapolis, St. Paul. There's tons of growth. There's tons of big businesses. There's tons of good jobs and stuff around. But you get out into rural America, and there isn't anything. And the way that the film is shot, where it features in the background of all the scenes, there's these pictures of billboards for you need a loan or, you know, no cash down or, you know, sell your house for cash and stuff like this. There's one scene early on the film where I served, you know, there was someone spray painted some graffiti. I served 3 terms in Iraq. Where's my bailout? And, you know, you do understand that when you're in a community and you have 200 miles surrounding you of no growth and no real investment and no real corporations heading in with new factories or corporate headquarters to give people jobs and no real hope for the people that are there, you realize how out of desperation they might have turned to the flashy, you know, flashiness of Trump. You do. I think you do get an understanding of that. It's by no means a pro-Republican movie. By no means is it a pro-Republican movie. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably, maybe since It's a Wonderful Life, there hasn't been a movie that has been this brutal on the banking industry ever. I mean, it is brutal. And, you know, who the good guy is, who the bad guy is, I mean, that's a blurred line, that entire movie. But one of the other things about that movie, which is just spot on, is the first thing I thought of when I saw the shooting rampage that started on one side of town and moved across in Midland, Odessa, Texas, and 7 people were killed, is I kept saying to myself, this just proves this entire argument that the good guy with the gun is just a laughable joke. You're in Texas. In the movie Hell or High Water, there are numerous scenes with guns because that is just something that these people run around with out there. They love their guns. And there is a, you know, not only is there a scene where a guy pulls a gun in a gas station parking lot, which ends pretty poorly for him, but as well, there's a scene where a bank is being robbed, and one of the people that's being robbed texts their friend saying the bank's being robbed right now. And what happens? A bunch of these clowns show up with guns and start firing rounds at bank robbers because they're like, you know, it's time for us to get our Bonnie and Clyde. It's time for us to get our people. They miss them. And I think it's the most realistic thing you could possibly see. A bunch of over-testosteroned, false bravadoed, gun-toting kooks who think to themselves, this gives me respect. It doesn't give you squat. You want a gun? Go join the army. Seriously, you want to go play around? Go join the army. But this scene just shows you that it is such a broken culture because the people who really want these guns don't want them for security. They want them for forced respect. They think to themselves that I will get respect now. I will be looked up because I'll be the make-believe lawman in town. And so all these guys come frantically scattering out of the woodwork to try to take down the bank robbers because their lives are so empty, they're looking for any validation for their own being. And so that gun becomes the conduit. If that is not an actual absolutely spot on representation of the guns in America today. I don't know what it is, but that's what it is. These guns aren't here for safety. They're for losers who basically feel the need that one way or another, you're going to respect me. No, I'm not. I'm not. You need to go look in the mirror and ask how in the hell you got yourself into this position and what the hell you're going to do to get out of it. But don't go out there and expect me or anyone I know to all of a sudden get respect for you because you got a gun. And this is the fact that we have yet another mass shooting in this country and the Republicans are stubbornly, it's video games. How hard do you have to throw a video game to create a bullet hole, huh? Because it's not the video games. It's the guns. And the fact that we have a lot of angry people that you keep throwing rocks at the freaking beehive, and then when these guys going out there because you have a buffet of guns and ammunition everywhere, you act surprised when they start shooting. I didn't realize the bees were going to sting us, didn't you? Well, we can't stop you idiots from riling up these losers, but what we can do is make it more difficult for you guys to get a freaking AR-15 so that you can go on a war path and kill all these people. Guns don't make you safer. And if I see people running around with a gun, the first thing I see is, you're a pathetic loser. And you know, obviously, if you're law enforcement, that's one thing. But if it's just some regular person on the street, it's one of these knuckleheads that's got an automatic weapon on their back as they're going through a freaking Target store, you're just a pathetic loser who is so determined to get people to try to respect you that you will try to get the respect any way possible. And if that means threatening them by having a gun in their face, you will do it. And you're a loser. Seriously, go get some breath mints and try to go on a date. That's all I can say to you losers. Seriously. Comb your hair. Get rid of the pizza-stained shirt and try to clean yourself up a little bit so you're mildly presentable and ask someone out on a date.
Really have a lot of hair on top of the head, though. They may not.
Or just shave it and make yourself go with the short tolerance look. I don't care. But seriously, stop taking out your life's frustrations on everyone else. It's just horrible. And once again, It's not only the shooter now. It's supposedly all these good guys with the gun. This is what the NRA said. And it's in Texas. And it's in West Texas. And you still couldn't stop this guy. Guns are pathetic. That's all they are. Guns are pathetic. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we come back, I got some other things to get to. Well, and also, reminder, sometime this hour, tickets to Seaver's Fall Festival. Listen for that.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Chances are, after spring cleaning, you missed a spot. A couple really big spots, like your roof and siding. Run your fingers across your siding. You'll likely get a gross residue. And your roof probably has some black streaks too. Your roof and siding aren't always easy to clean, but they're definitely the most visible parts of your home that give it its curb appeal. So let Blue Sky Services clean your roof and siding. Blue Sky's safe soft wash method won't cause any damages and will make your home look like new. Right now, Blue Sky Services is running their summer special where you can get your whole house, roof, and siding clean starting at only $447. That's the most viewed parts of your home clean for only $447. Then mention AM950 when you call Blue Sky Services to get an additional $50 off. So get the curb appeal back on your home and call Blue Sky Services at 952-467-2447. That's 952-467-2447.
Hi, this is Evelyn. Dad, don't make me do what you made Charlie do.
You want to drive, right?
Fine. My dad is cooler than all YouTube and Instagram celebrities combined, Matt McNeil.
That's lit.
Whatever. I'm getting ready to start my behind-the-wheel driver's training, and my dad says the only vehicles he wants me learning in are Toyotas. Fine with me, because I love them, too.
The vehicles I trust for my young children are the vehicles I trust for their own driving adventure. It's safety and security you can't beat. Test drive a fantastic Toyota today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 west of the downtown in Golden Valley.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the week is all of them. That's right. We are featuring all of them this week with the shortened week. If you'd like to find yourself a great meal, many of them locally sourced, you get obviously great food. And of course, money stays local. EatLocalMinnesota.com. That's EatLocalMinnesota.com. 952-946-6205. Oh, let's give away some tickets. Seavers Fall Festival opens for the season September 13th at their brand new location in Shakopee. It's going to be 3121 West 150th Street. Hopefully going to be their permanent home down there, which is just fantastic. Seavers Fall Festival tickets. I've got a pair of tickets right now, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Caller number five right now. Caller number five, you'll win. And you haven't won in a while. If you haven't, if you won recently, you know, hold off. But if you haven't won in a while, by all means, caller number five, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Caller number five, you'll win yourself a pair of tickets to Seavers Fall Festival, which once again opens for the season on September 13th. Good luck. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. So, you know, there's a lot of economic things I could focus on in regards to the, you know, the news today. The stock market was down dramatically. You had the story today that Nestle is closing in storage and distribution center in Brooklyn Park. 56 jobs permanently layoffs. Basically, obviously that's a bad deal there. That's going to affect some people here. New analysis by the Nebraska Farm Bureau estimates the ongoing retaliatory tariffs imposed by countries in the ag exports will cost Nebraska producers a billion dollars in lost revenue in 2019. But the reality is that our economy is teetering as it is, and it's something that I noticed yesterday. My wife asked me to do her a favor and go on out and photocopy some things for a meeting she was going to be having. And so I went and tried to find, it was Labor Day, so I tried to find one of those, you know, copying places I could go. And I ended up finding one up at Ridgedale. They were open, so I said, I'm going to head up there. And I drove through Minnetonka. And Minnetonka is a lovely town. I mean, there's absolutely a lot of pretty houses there. And you know, as I'm going through it, and I was going through neighborhoods I generally don't go through. I mean, my kids they live near Minnetonka, so they're in Minnetonka a lot. But I was going through some neighborhoods I hardly ever go through. And the houses were gorgeous. I mean, huge. I mean, seriously, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 homes. I mean, probably on the low end. I mean, really nice. And I kept, as I'm driving up to this place, and I drove back the same way, I kept looking around and said, okay, can I ask, is this country really this wealthy? I mean, that's a legitimate question, because one of the problems that we have, and we've had in recessions, and generally is what happens, is we get a case where people who can't afford things are buying things they should not get. And it's kind of one of those things. That's what happened in 2008. You had a lot of people through these loosened, you know, borrowing laws were able to get houses they should not have been able to afford. And the rule of thumb is this. I mean, if you talk to, people who are good financial people, one of the things you'll discover is, and by the way, Brian from St. Louis Park is a winner. Thank you very much. And so we have a winner already. Thank you very much. Brian from St. Louis Park, you'll get to go to Seaver's Fall Festival. Thank you very much. We have tickets, by the way, to give away the rest of this week and next week as well. So make sure you're here with us the rest of this week and next week for your chance to win tickets to Seaver's Fall Festival. Anyway, back to what I was saying. If you talk to a financial advisor or a real estate agent that's you can trust, they're going to tell you the same thing, that whatever your income is, say you make $80,000 a year, really you should probably be at most $160,000, $170,000 when you buy a house. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit more, but not much. You know, they say really 250% of your income is really max, and most of them say 200 is where you should be at. So when you're looking at a house and it's for sale, you want to find something that is, you know, which you can afford. Because if you're buying it for a status symbol, I mean, you're going to get yourself into trouble. If you're wealthy enough to be buying properties as investment properties, you know, I would say this, this is one of the dumber things, that people will buy the house and they say, well, my retirement will be when I sell the house. So yeah, but you need someplace to live. Are you living in your car after that? It's not a great retirement plan. So that's why they say, you know, you're just, you know, whatever your salary is, double it. That's the amount of house you can afford. And basically, you can get a nice house. You can make it for what it is. That's kind of the world that it is. So you say to yourself then, as you go through these wealthy suburbs, and I don't just mention Minnetonka, I start in my mind saying to myself, how many houses are worth $400,000 or more in the metro area? Which would mean people making, by if they were following the rules, $200,000 a year. All right. How many houses? Because I mean, all the houses on Lake Minnetonka, pretty much every house in Edina has got to be at least four, probably pretty close, at least maybe high threes in the slums of Edina. That's 375. Get rid of that flea bag, roach infested property. That sort of thing. But I mean, Edina, you know, it's that whole thing. Good chunk of Minnetonka, especially as you get out towards 101 around the lakes, but Amakuska, Harriet, all those houses, they've got to be all over 400,000. Anything that's in St. Paul by St. Thomas, holy God, that whole thing. And of course, Summit Avenue, Woodbury, Wayzata. You know, there's a lot of wealthy areas in town. And just around every lake. I mean, you throw in Medicine Lake, and you throw in the St. Croix River Valley and Stillwater and Marina on St. Croix. And so I started asking the question is, do we really have this many people with this much money, or do we not? So how do you figure this out? Here's how I went about it. Number of tax returns filed. I believe this is 2017. 148 million tax returns filed total. How many tax returns were filed either joint or individual that had more than $200,000 in income on them? Well, that'd be 6,200,000. Out of 148 million, 6,200,000 of the tax returns were for individuals with income, individuals or joint filings with income of more than $200,000. Do you follow so far?
That's the nation, right?
That's the nation.
Okay,
that's good. The nation. Yeah. That's nationwide. And so that includes all millionaires, all billionaires. They're all in that group too. This is anyone who made more than $200,000, either individually or a joint file. That would be 6,200,000. So if you figure out the percentage, what is 6 million out of 148? It's 4%. 4% of all the tax returns, either individual or joint, were for $200,000 or more. All right. The metro area's population. The Twin Cities metro area's population is 3,600,000, okay? So 4% of that would be about 145,000 people. 145,000. So I start doing the math. And actually, I did. I mean, I'll show you. I got a notebook here. I got it up there. I actually did. I went through the populations of some of these towns. Wayzata is 4,500. Minnetonka, 5,400. Excelsior, 2,300. Eden Prairie, 6,400. Mound, 9,500. Woodbury, 71,000. Edina, 52,000. Lakeville, 65,000. Minnetrista, 7,700. Chanhassen, 26,000. Deep Haven, 3,800. Plymouth, 79,000. Osseo, 2,700. Stillwater, notice I'm not even saying Minneapolis or St. Paul yet. Osseo, 2,700. Stillwater, 19,000. White Bear Lake, 25,000. Circle Pines, 5,000. Centerville, 4,000. Orono, 8,200. Prior Lake, 2,600. Shakopee, 41,000. Credit River, 3,800. Okay, wait a minute here. Something doesn't add up. Okay, I mean, I'm no math whiz, but if you take most of Edina, let's just say 90% of all the households in Edina are $400,000 or more. You just take the houses around the lakes in the metro area, Minnetonka, all the chain of lakes in Minneapolis, Medicine Lake, anyone on the St. Croix River, anyone that's on the Minnesota River, the Mississippi River, anyone around Nokomis, anyone around Phelan, anyone around Como, anyone around White Bear Lake. Wait a minute here. This doesn't add up at all because we're talking far more people are living in houses that are $400,000 or more than 145,000 people. Clearly there are. Just clearly they are. And if you go to Zillow, and I did, I went to Zillow, and I started looking around, and I said, okay, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's just the one or two bigger houses. Nope, you go look at Zillow. Go out to 494 and 101 out in Minnetonka, and look at all the 400, 400, 400, 400, 400, 600, 700, 800, $900,000 homes. The $3, $4 million homes. Actually, I don't think they get that high, but, well, they do a little bit. But it wasn't just a fluke. There is a ton of these houses that are worth $400,000. And then it just hits me. Here's where I'm scared about the economy. We have right now, if you drive through the wealthier communities, if you go through the wealthier suburbs, outside of a few exceptions, the vast majority of people you're seeing in those houses, they've got to be swimming in debt. They've got to be swimming in debt, or else they have bitten off way too much more than they can chew, which is also swimming in debt. Their mortgage is more than their income should allow. And it's not just one or two houses. It is, I would say, a decent percentage of all the wealthy communities, the people that live in these communities, are knee deep in debt to be, because the numbers just don't, the numbers don't lie. The numbers are not lying. So how in the world are we having, I mean, are we just having a better amount? I don't think it's that much. And it's starting to look a heck of a lot like 2006 and seven all over again. The greatest mistake we make as citizens, as people, as human beings, is this keeping up with the Joneses crap. This, I've got to look successful. I've got to look wealthy. I've got to look like I'm $1 million. But if you're not, all you're doing is setting yourself up to fail. And I went and I had a drive into the West Metro once again today. And as I was driving, every house I passed, I was like, maxed out credit cards, maxed out credit cards, maxed out credit cards. Is this where we're at? This is not a stable system. This is not. And this is not about people can't have fun, Matt. No. You, by all means, have fun. And if you so choose, if this is really what you want in life, to rake up so much freaking debt that not only are you screwed for the rest of your life when the whole contraption comes crashing down, but your kids are likely going to be on the dime for it as well. That's your call. But I'll tell you right now, you look around at what's really going on, and I'd be scared. And I am scared. I am scared because this seems a lot. This is not just 2006, 2007 playing out all over again. This is worse. Because let's face it, this is the only thing some people have got, is this hope that they can basically live this great lifestyle and I'll be rich and I'll be good and this will be great. And when it comes due, when the payment comes due, we are going to have a very different country at the end of it. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Oh, enough with Matt's Math Corner. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Most of us try to be careful about how we eat and the safety of our food. At Total Dog Company, we believe in giving our dogs nutritious, safe food, too. We offer a variety of kibble, canned and frozen and dehydrated raw foods. We study ingredient lists of every food we sell, and we don't sell products that are primarily vegetable protein or that contain generic proteins, byproducts, fillers, or artificial preservatives. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Get down, get down. What's my ballpark estimate of how many houses are three high threes higher than that in this metro? I don't know. I'm guessing
way too many.
Way more than we've got. 140. If there's 145,000 people that can afford them, I'm going to guess somewhere around 300,000, maybe even more. I mean, just think about Deep Haven, Woodland. Think about Spring Lake Park. Think about, you know, Jesus. Anything new getting built right now is a $400,000 home. Anything that's getting built right now. All South Minneapolis right now. Western Bloomington. I mean, anything by Highland. I mean, that's all. It's got to be more. I mean, that's a terrifying thought if you think about the stability and the safety of our economic system, is that you have more people probably in these big wealthy homes that are swimming with debt that they can't afford them than the ones that can afford it.
And then think about that. If they have to move and sell the home, where are they going to rent?
Exactly. You said it. What's the minimum amount you need to be able to rent in Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Well, we talked about how there's basically no vacancies in Minneapolis or St. Paul if you make under $30,000 a year.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's run the call. Sam is in Chanhassen. He's been holding forever. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
Hey, Matt. No problem. So interesting thing is a couple things. I called originally to talk about the gun thing, and I do want to talk about that. But I also have done real estate investment, and so I also want to talk about that. So really quickly, just to bounce off of what you were saying, it's not just that people are demanding respect with their firearms. I think that this group of people specifically feels powerless. They feel like they've been deprived of power and choices in their lives. And so they view guns as one of the very few ways that they have of reclaiming some power.
Yeah, through respect, through forced respect. Yeah, I would not disagree with that. And I'm bouncing back to that movie, Hell or High Water. I think they played out what you just said out perfectly. I think you gave a wonderful synopsis there.
Okay, thank you. So then the other thing is, so with real estate, the rule of thumb is at most, if the banks are actually playing nice, they should only ever give you a loan for up to 40% of your gross monthly income, mm-hmm. right? So your monthly mortgage payment should be no more, and that's with, you know, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Mm-hmm. But just doing the math off of what you were talking about, a $400,000 house at 4.5%, that's only, you know, not including interest and or not including taxes and insurance, that's only just over $2,000. So 40%, if the 40% rule means that somebody would have to be making about $60,000 a year. So, you know, maybe $65,000-$70,000 if you include taxes and insurance. If it's 30%, if they want to be more conservative and just make sure that they really aren't pushing themselves financially, they'd want to keep it closer to like a 30% rule, which is more like, you know, somebody qualifying for a home like that would probably need to be making more like 80, 85, 90.
For what size house?
For a $400,000 house.
I think part of the problem here is that, you know, you if you're looking at 15 or 30 year mortgages on that, I think that it's kind of one of the things. I actually, like I said, and if you look, most people will say it should not be more than twice your annual income. And to 250, I mean, I saw a few people that said 250% of your annual income is the max level there. If you are basically, so you're looking at a 30 year mortgage on that, I mean, it's, I still would make an argument if you're making $60,000 a year, you should be nowhere near a $400,000 house. And I think, and Sam, thank you very much for the phone call. I got to get to Robert here. But I think, you know, if is it possible to do that? Yeah. We saw that in 2000. I mean, we saw people that should never have been in some of the houses they were in 2008 in those houses. But if you're making 60, I don't know many real estate agents, if you're making 60K a year, they'd say, yeah, let's go look at the $400,000 house.
Well, maybe if you don't have any kids, that could be a possibility. Maybe.
Well, 60K is just 60K.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I have a hard time believing any real estate agent would ever suggest a $400,000 house for someone making 60K a year. Because that's what,
especially
$700,000, 700% of your annual income. That's a bad number. Robert's in Columbia Heights. Welcome on in, Robert.
Hi, Matt. I just wanted to say quickly regarding the housing. I'm retired. I got 21 years left to go on a 30-year mortgage, and I'm starting to get letters and emails from banks and mortgage refinancing companies saying, we'll give you a $100,000 home equity line of credit. And I'm thinking, these people are crazy. Sure, I could take the money and run, but I'm not going to.
Well, no, you'll be on the lam for it. They'll get your house one, you know, they'll get it before you die or after you die. That's for sure. Thanks, Robert. I appreciate the phone call. That's that. But you see, is I think that that's the, when I'm looking at that, that the numbers just don't add up. You should not have a population of people making 60, 70, 80, even 100,000. Let's go with $100,000 a year. You should not have people that, you know, a forest of those people in your wealthier suburbs. It just is, that's going to come crashing. That house of cards is going to come crashing down. And I don't mean to upset anyone who's a real estate person up there, but I'm just saying, hey, buy a house, but buy it within your margins, buy it for what you can afford and be happy. And for God's sakes, be happy. I think that's the key, but yikes. I'm a little concerned where we're going financially. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.